Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Miggs Cast. My name is Steve Miggs. I'm here with my buddy, the mighty Reverend Enfuego.
Hello.
Hello. Here Hello. We are. We got no deep messages to throw out there to start things off. You know, actually, I do want to start off. It's nothing deep. I got to give props to LeBron James. The man is the ultimate troll.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
If you saw my blog, you know what I'm talking about. I posted a picture. Just go to KISW.com. I've always been a LeBron supporter. I thought when he went to Miami and did that big press conference. I thought that was hilarious. I think people can take things too serious in sports.
I think everyone takes everything too serious.
True. But with sports, I feel like that's the one thing we shouldn't take so serious. And it's become like politics where we take it so serious. We get into fights and we hate people because they like other teams. I mean, that's what I love about the Miggscast page. I think we've gotten past now the butthurtness of when you goof on another team, another fellow cohort's team. People get so worked up about it. It's like, you want to talk trash about the Seahawks all you want. I don't care. Like someone, I think it was Barrett, posted the picture, the screenshot of us all doing show and tell or whatever we were doing, the junk challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
He screenshot me wearing that Uncle Chris's giant foamy
Cowboys hat. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, look who's now a Cowboys fan. I thought that was funny. I don't think we should get worked up about sports, but people do. They hate LeBron because of the decision. They hated LeBron because he's like, I'm not going to just win one, but two, three, four, five, six championships, which is kind of funny that even though he hasn't won six championships, he's had six opportunities to win
Has
six championships.
Really?
He's been in the finals for the last 6 years.
We did like the Facebook memory thing, and they had us when we were in Miami.
Yeah.
Because we were in Miami for that, and I was like, that was a while ago.
Yeah. Not so Miami Heat four times, and I could be off by one, but I'm pretty sure it's the last six times. I'm almost positive of it. And the last 2 years, Cleveland has gone to the finals. And last year, of course, they didn't win. And this year, they lost to the Warriors. And this year, they almost didn't win, and they wound up winning. So I've always been a fan of LeBron. I love the fact that he went back to Cleveland and said, I want to win a championship here. And I thought that was cool. I just think the guy is... He's having fun out there, and of course that pisses people off because, God forbid, an athlete who's making money playing a kid's game is having fun.
He's supposed to be a role model, Steve.
I think he's a great role model. What has he done that's put him in the negative light other than want to win six championships and have a stupid, overproduced announcement that he's going to the Miami Heat? I thought that was hilarious. So anyways... I've always liked the guy. I get there's a lot of people who hate him. There was a lot of people who wanted to see him fail and have celebrated his failures, which is funny that he went to the finals in the last 6 years and granted only won it a couple. Well, now he's won it three times. But people like applaud his failure of making it to the finals, which 30 other teams did not do that year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, yeah, you didn't finish in first, but you still made it to the finals. That's a successful year, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I felt like the Seahawks going into the Super Bowl, even though they didn't win it. Granted, that's a super successful year, but how do you not say it's a successful year? You were one of the final two teams to play for the championship.
Yeah. I mean, if it's all or nothing with that, I mean, there's a lot of people who have to kind of reevaluate their lives at this point.
I know. It's silly. So I love that. I love the fact that everybody dismissed him, his team, said he's done, he's washed up, or he's, you know, on the downslope of his career, and they turn it around, win three straight, win the championship. I love the fact that he's a fellow wrestling fan, and he was rocking an Undertaker shirt during a press conference in the NBA Finals. That's hilarious. The same shirt that I own, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's like you wore it this week.
Yeah, I wore it on Friday.
Yeah.
In honor of him.
Last week. Yeah, that's right.
So now, and I think you'll love this, and you probably know about it, so I'm sure you love this because you're a troll. LeBron James goes back to Cleveland with the championship, with that gold trophy with the basketball on the top of it, wearing the Ultimate Warrior t-shirt.
That is amazing.
It's amazing because I'm a wrestling fan.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You're like, all right, that's a nice little nod in the wrestling world.
Yes.
But there's just, it's the fact that they just beat the Warriors.
And I didn't even put that connect. The funny part is when I first saw him, that picture, I was
just like, oh, sweet, he's wearing an Ultimate Warrior shirt.
Right, our bud AJ Francis, he tweeted about how awesome it was. And I'm thinking, because AJ is a fellow wrestling fan, and I'm like, you're absolutely right. That is so cool that on the day that he, you know, everybody thinks about what they're going to wear. We're all fashion conscious, even if we say we're not. If you're going to go show up to your home, to the town where you won the championship, his hometown, you're going to probably be like, well, what do I want to wear? I want to look a certain way. And there he is holding the trophy, and I'm like, that's so cool. He's showing love for the Ultimate Warrior. And then it light bulb went off because I'm a little slow sometimes. You know, I did drink a lot this past weekend, burned a few brain cells. And I'm like, oh my God, the Ultimate Warrior, the Golden State Warriors, he's the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Ah. He beat all of the other Warriors.
Right. He's the Ultimate Warrior.
The only thing that would have been funnier is if he would have had like a t-shirt made from the old movie, The Warriors, and it would just said Warriors come out and play.
That would have been funny.
Like, that would have been amazing as well. But the fact that it's the wrestling nod, the Ultimate Warrior, and it's a bit of a dig because you're just like, you can be all the Warriors you want. I'm the Ultimate. And I just beat all y'all.
And like I said, it didn't dawn on me because then you have another guy on the team. I can't remember who it is. Something Love. And he was wearing, after they won the championship in the locker room, he's wearing Austin 316. And he does the beer smash pour. I'm like,
oh, that's why people were like talking S about it on Twitter. It's like, that guy doesn't know how to drink a beer. And then someone else is like, hey, you dummy. That's what Stone Cold used to do.
Right. That was
like,
he's
just pouring it all over everywhere. And maybe like a quarter of a can would get actually into his mouth.
Yeah. I mean, how many chances are you going to get to do that other than in a locker room where alcohol is being spilt all over you? So you might as well go to the next level and do that.
I love that the NBA, at least some of the players, are taking that WWE mentality.
Yeah.
Same way Aaron Rodgers did with the championship belt.
Triple H sent the Cleveland Cavaliers the WWE belt with the Cavalier logos on the side.
No,
you know, because whenever you get a new champ,
so
here's
cool.
Our quota. Like right now, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Money in the Bank, but Dean Ambrose just won the WWE championship. Yeah. So he's got his Dean Ambrose, that DA kind of anarchy looking thing, as plates. And whenever you get a different wrestler, whatever is their logo gets put on those plates, which is kind of a cool way of doing it as opposed to just putting their name on the belt. Mm-hmm. I thought that's kind of a cool
thing. That is neat, yeah.
Yeah, you got that. Everything about
the Cavs logo, that's so cool.
And so I'm like loving this. And for those that are wondering, where did he get these shirts? The funny thing, I wonder if he knows the guy or how it all worked out, but it's a company based in Cleveland. Because if you go to their website, they have other teams, but the majority of the teams and logos and shirts that they sell are Cleveland-based teams or Ohio-based teams.
Ohio State.
You got Indian stuff. You got Cavaliers stuff. You got some like minor league hockey stuff. But they also have a section of wrestling t-shirts, and it's called homage.com. And that's where I got my Ultimate Warrior shirt from.
Okay.
That I wore at WrestleMania, which was actually a fine rockaholic. She reached out to him and says, hey, Steve Miggs in Seattle is a big wrestling fan. You should send him a shirt for WrestleMania. The company direct messaged me and said, hey, here's a link. Pick which one you like of these four.
Wow.
And it was like the four, like the classics. Like it was like Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
It was like Austin, one other, or the Undertaker one. So I'm like, got to go with the Taker.
Yeah.
You know, he's wrestling.
Absolutely.
I got to get that. And I love the shirt. It's so sweet. And the quality of the shirt, I know it sounds like a commercial. Today's episode brought to you by homage.com. But man, the shirt actually fits me better than any shirt I own. Like it's such, like the fabric, everything about it's perfect. Like
I just love that purple on it too. It pops. So dorky, but
no, you're right though. It does. I know it's a ridiculous start to a podcast.
Sorry, we're shilling, guys.
So now they've made a different version of that Ultimate Warrior shirt that LeBron was wearing because he's got like, it's like a bluish powder blue shirt.
Yeah.
They made one in Cleveland Cavalier colors.
That's perfect.
So it's like a, like I think it looks like a brownish with like gold yellowish.
Yeah.
So what do I do last night? I order it.
Have you told the old Wolfski about it yet?
She was right there when
okay,
I don't. But I'll be honest, I don't think she believed that I bought it.
I'm just checking this out.
I'm like, oh, look at this, babe. How funny is that? And she's like, oh, that's awesome. I'm like, I think I should get it. And she's like, oh, cool. And then doesn't realize that there's a PayPal option.
And then you're actually just doing it right there. Bloop. And you're not having to ask for the credit card or anything like that or like dig in your wallet. You're just like, oh,
yep, here you go. Here's my $30-something.
They're making it easy, man.
They do. That's the problem with like eBay's. It's all easy.
It's the impulse buying. And I mean, if you're a little inebriated at any point, then you're just going nuts on that end. I know that. I've done that myself.
And I don't know about you. I don't know how many times I've not purchased something because I would have had to have gone upstairs to my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Where my wallet is. And I was like, I don't feel like doing it. And then I never remember to buy it.
I've done that a couple times. It's very few times that I have been like, okay, I need to buy this right now. Now I need to go seek out my pants wherever they're at.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll buy this. Most of the time it'll be exactly that. I'm like, well, maybe I'll remember. And then like weeks later, I'm like, oh yeah. And look it up and it's gone.
It would be funny to like, I'm not going to do the effort in the research. How many things I bought solely because it was so easy to buy.
Yeah.
And how many things did I not buy because it was just so difficult to walk up a flight of stairs? And like sometimes charity stuff, man, like I do a lot of like when people put up like GoFundMes or, and I wish that they would make a PayPal option.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget to like donate to somebody's thing that I want to because there's no PayPal option. And I've already filled everything out and I'm like, son of a bitch, I got to go upstairs. I know this charity thing is important, but I'm too tired.
How about I just share it and maybe someone else will do it and this will work out, right? Slacktivism works.
Yeah, right. Instead of me doing anything, I just share it with my friends and ask them to do it for me.
That's one of those things that I know that you hear about it from BJ all the time with Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy. You have your information in there, which I always think is kind of iffy no matter what because a website has just my, you know, my credit card options.
I don't let them keep it. I click on the button that says do not or whatever.
I'm still okay with that to a point, but it'll be one of those things that's so easy. I'm like, oh yeah, I totally want to back that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get that. And then suddenly like it doesn't take it out until the Kickstarter is done. So it's like about at the most like 30 days later.
Right.
But then all of a sudden there's like, your card has been charged. I'm like, what did I buy?
Right.
I haven't bought anything. I'm not even near my phone.
I'm low on the dough right now.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't need that board game, but I have it now.
Yeah. Dude, I know. It's so funny with that kind of stuff. Dude, I mean, you know what the sad thing is? I make sure not to say when it says, do you want us to save your information? I always don't let it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You know, it stops you from impulse buying.
But you know the one thing I do allow my credit card information on?
Pizza
Pit.
Oh. <'Cause they deliver laughs> I knew it was food.
They deliver, and sometimes it's like,
oh my God.
Pizza Pit's amazing.
I like
the buffalo chicken pita.
Oh, really?
It's so good.
Pizza Pit. There's a lot of different delivery services, but there's one in Tacoma that I do. I think it's called Two Go Services, like the number two in Go Services.
Uh-huh.
And I got hip to this because where I live is kind of a black hole for delivery. A lot of things just won't deliver there.
Yeah.
We've got pizza, and I've mentioned that, but that's about it. Well, with the Two Go Delivery, they will deliver from a bunch of different places, and they do just like Postmates or anything like that, or any of those. So they'll just go to the restaurant and pick it up. It's super expensive, but when you're sitting at home and it's just the ease of, I don't want to cook, and I can get Chinese food for my wife, myself, and our friends while they're over, sure. Of course, $100 later, we're... eating Chinese food at the very least, and it's really awesome, but then I'm like, oh God, it was $100.
Right, I could have just drove and got this. Even if I was drunk, I could have got a cab to take me
get
it, bring me back, and it would have been cheaper.
Or just, you know, gone down to the market that's close by, gotten a couple steaks and grilled those up, but cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to do that, even though it would have been the same amount of time, because it still takes an hour to get there. Like, all those things still take forever to get there.
Dude, I remember when the early stages of those kind of companies, Ted introduced me to one of them, and we were at his house, and we were wasted. I remember I was crashing there that night, and he's like, we're just so bombed, and we're like, I'm in the mood for some food. He's like, dude, there's this company that will go wherever. I'm like, so we could get sushi right now? He's like, yeah. So we're like, let's get that. I'm like, well, that's... Then it became... So we made the order for sushi, and we're like... well, I want some dessert, so let's get some donuts from Krispy Kreme. So we got donuts from Krispy Kreme. I'm like, I'm kind of craving some chicken wings.
Oh, God.
We got chicken wings from the Ram. We got sushi from, like, I Love Sushi. Okay. And a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme.
Wow. All there's we a ate, power play.
All we ate were the donuts.
Oh, man.
I know. Everything else seemed like a great idea until
they get
an
set.
Hour and a half later when it shows up. I'm like, I'm not really in the mood to eat. I'm too messed up. I just want to eat a donut.
I need a donut and pass out. The worst first experience I ever had with that was I was an idiot and tried to do it on Christmas Eve and figured that the thing was I was okay for it taking a while because it was Christmas Eve, but their map hadn't updated and apparently I was ordering from a food truck that was open, but it wasn't in the location where the company knew where it was or where they normally were. So I ended up waiting 2.5 hours for this food and like going through multiple calls trying to deal with all this stuff.
Where's my food?
And yeah, and at that point I'm hangry and I'm losing my mind. And Michelle's trying to be like, hey, this is Christmas Eve. And I'm like, I don't care. They should have all these things and they should let me know that this is going to take blah, blah, blah.
All I want for Christmas is my freaking food.
Yeah. And eventually I got there and I was okay once I got my food.
And speaking of food trucks, I do want to give a quick shout out and just a shout out to everybody who showed up to the draft tournament, including you, Rev.
Heck yeah.
That was awesome. So we won't have a lot of time today to go into all of it. It might show up and talk about it over the next few podcasts. And also, I'm sure we'll talk about it probably not even the Megacast, maybe a little bit, but on the Donkey Show.
Oh, yeah.
Which we do, which is available on iTunes. We have an episode coming up that is, without a doubt, the filthiest, most of...
E for explicit.
Dude, strong sexual content. We talked to Captain America, the guy who has a wife and a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And we're drunk.
Who goes Tinder nuts whenever he's out at these draft tourneys.
He gets into detail of some of the stuff, and it's filthy. And it's an uncensored podcast because it's not connected to KSW at all.
Yeah.
But it was a half-hour debate over would you rather have, let's just call it a hot dog. Would you rather eat a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather use it?
Put
it there. Mm-hmm. Which would you pick? And that was a very heated debate that was split 50-50 of the four people that were in the room. Let's just say I prefer eating if I was going to have to pick.
Well, you already have issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, God. That's,
right?
Yeah. That's
a tough question.
That's a really rough would you rather. I might have to go with the eating, but...
I mean, they brought up some solid points about the other version because they're like, you don't have to make eye contact. There's no sense of taste involved.
Yeah, right. And that's, wow.
I know. When they brought that up, I'm like, those are solid points, but I still can't. So,
yeah.
So that's
geez.
I mean, an uncensored conversation about that for 30 minutes. It's ridiculous.
I'm glad I'm not part of the Donkey Show.
Oh, dude, you would have been dying. And then that spilled over into the bars that we went into at night. We were talking to random strangers about it. It became the topic of discussion of everybody in a bar that we were at.
Man, now that we were talking about this, I didn't have any questions for Captain America when we were talking with him normally.
Right.
And now it's just like, I want to know about, like, does he, like, I know he just goes for whatever, but...
He's on team non-mouth.
I guess that would make sense for him.
And he said, main reason also, he's like, it doesn't matter to me. My wife and girlfriend have done that to me.
Well, all right, yeah. If you've seen the Deadpool movie, you know what's going on with that.
So anyways, that's something
lots
that you
of questions
could,
for him now.
So let me get back to the food truck, though.
Yeah, go back
and to the... And oddly enough, they do sell hot dogs at this food truck. I didn't enjoy the hot dog, but a few people did. I want to give a big shout-out to Larry from the Grub Hutter, HUTR. They have a restaurant in Kingston, but they also have a food truck. They showed up on Sunday afternoon, and it was a massive hit. Everybody that knew of the truck went out there, a bunch of people getting the burgers. I was playing a game when he showed up. When I came out and I was walking still in all my gear, they're like, your buddy's outside with the food truck. And bro, a bunch of people that I didn't even meet yet that were in this hockey tournament, like, thank you for having him come out. The food's amazing.
Nice.
I couldn't go out there, but fortunately one of the guys, Los, shout out to Los, who you met when he came to town a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
He went out and told Larry, and Larry came and said hi.
Cool.
And that was cool to meet him. And awesome dude. Thanks for swinging by. And I ordered if you do go to his food truck or to his restaurant, get the teriyaki burger. It's teriyaki sauce and a pineapple.
Nice.
Amazing.
Nice.
Such a Grub Hutter, HUTR. If you have a chance, if you're in the Kingston area, or if you see the food truck anywhere, eat there.
Wow.
And I had that. One girl had a hot dog. That sounds wrong. She was raving about that. Other people had the other burgers. I think he had like a blue cheese, a regular one.
Oh, I love, like, blue cheese bacon burgers are probably my favorite burgers, at least right now, if not all time.
Bro, unbelievable. God, unbelievable food.
So
thank you to him. Also, huge thanks to Augustine.
Yeah, Augustine, I heard he came by.
The three amigos came by on Saturday, brought a bunch of tamales.
Oh, he did bring the tamales.
He brought a ton of tamales.
Oh, amazing.
His tamale. And that too. Everyone who tried the tamales in our locker room were like, this is the. And I told them before I gave it to them, like, look, I know you probably heard this before with food and whatever it is that you're into, and it's unfair to put this high expectation before you eat it, but this is the greatest tamale that you're about to eat. And everybody agreed.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Like, when he's brought them into the show,
yeah.
Like, first off, it's a hit because everyone is going, and you basically you have to squirrel a couple away. Because,
which I did.
Yeah, they will be gone. They will be gone so quickly.
And the best part was I go outside, our buddy Nick, who we've had on the podcast, who runs, he's one of the guys that runs the draft tournament. He's also the host of Beer League Talk, a great podcast as well. He's playing, and we're banging on the glass.
Tamales!
And he finally looks over at us, and a bunch of us have tamales in our hands. Like, we got the tamales! And it almost like he wanted to stop playing hockey and get off the ice to get one.
Time out.
And I'm like eating one in front of him. I'm like, oh, so such rude. A good tamale. So anyways, now we're playing, and we finish our game. We lose. We go into the locker room, and who's in our locker room but him, my buddy J-Mac, our friends Danny and Lindsay, and a few other people, and they're just hanging out in our locker room. And we're like, what are you guys doing in here? They're like, oh, we came to bring drinks. We're making clamatos and things. I'm like, you're here for the freaking tamales, aren't you? They're like, where are the tamales? I'm like, we hid them. And we did. We hit them in one of the guys' hockey bags.
Oh.
Who cares? They're wrapped up. It's not
okay,
like,
okay. Because
they're saran wrapped,
yeah,
and then
you're
they got
right.
the husk.
You're right, because, yeah. I mean, at one point when you were done with your game, I walked into the locker room, and that is very pungent.
It's a vile smell.
Oh, it's rough.
It's just, I mean, months, maybe years of caked on sweat on people's gear.
Yeah.
It's so hard to wash that crap.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's easy at all to wash those
no.
things.
No, and once you know what the problem is? You wash it, it smells good for one skate, and then it comes back. The stench that you had
it
comes
back.
It doesn't
go away. Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not even. And
can you even like Febreze it or something? Like, does that even work?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, yeah, kinda. Then you just basically are just covering the smell with that, and you get both those smells, and that sucks.
After a few years, I just buy new gear. It's easier.
You like pass that down or anything to anybody? Just, it's like, yeah. Hey, if you want to clean that, you can go ahead and have
some
it.
Some people make it bask in like water in their tub. There are actually hot industry, like giant industrial, like washers that are meant for that. You know, if you do it maybe all the time, great, but after a few sweats, it's going
to
stink.
If you're sponsoring a whole team or something, maybe I could see you wanting to
sure.
do that, but not, no, just your own thing for...
Who cares?
Yeah.
We're a bunch of smelly hockey guys. But,
it.
You know, we should do the voicemails, the emails, the text messages, because we have to be done pretty soon. I have a big client lunch I have to go to.
Oh, fancy.
Rev's got a dentist to hit up.
Yeah,
so,
that sucks.
Yeah, all right, but I do want to thank Rev. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, it was
that
a
made
trip.
My afternoon when I saw you. It was so awesome. I was like, yeah, Rev's here.
It was great because Munson was there, but he couldn't play because of scheduling and stuff. So
right.
we just sat there and BS'd while we were watching you play.
Yeah.
I tried to get video of you stopping some goals because you had some amazing stops.
Thanks.
Like, there were ones where even like all the guys were sitting there while they're like, oh, that was a great one. But anytime I put up the camera, it was you getting scored on.
I know.
So I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to put this away so you don't lose, because the score was insane on the game I watched. It was 8-6. You guys won.
Yes.
Which was huge. But at one point it was like 4-1. And
yeah.
I'm like, all right, this is going to be fun. And then bap, bap. And I'm like, I got to stop recording. You're going to lose. And it's going to be my fault.
You're my bad luck charm. I actually, like, we talk about, I'm like, I can't put a GoPro on my helmet. And I also hate when I see like a professional photographer taking pictures, because it gets in my head.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I got to make sure that I'm playing the position properly so I can look good in the picture. But when I try and play the position like how you see a goalie plays it on television,
yeah,
I'm not playing in my comfort zone. So I don't really play well,
and
I give up a goal because
yeah.
it's in my head.
So
stupid.
I was like, I'm
like
sorry,
that.
I'm going to put that away.
I got to give props to Munson, and then we'll get going. And I'm sure this will come up in the future. But he didn't even play a lick of hockey. But after that game, he jumped in the shower with us.
Jeez.
Let's do
I
the
mean,
mess.
Camaraderie, but oh my
God.
Wow.
It freaked everybody out. Like, why is this guy taking a shower with us? Even he took a shower with our buddy J-Mac, who was on the team that we beat. And then they came in and they're like, hey, Migs, they want you to come into their locker room and take a shower with them because it's the donkeys. It's just like our thing. We all hang out and BS in the shower. I know it sounds weird.
There's a donkey show for
so
you.
So I told them, like, I have barely have all my gear off. I'm like, by the time I get my gear off, they're going to be done. Tell them to come into our locker room when I'm ready to shower and they could jump in the shower. And I'm telling this to Nick. So sure as S, I'm almost all my gear's off. Who walks in wearing towels? Munson and Jay. And they're like, let's go. So we go take a shower. My team's looking at me like I'm insane.
Why are you are.
Why are your friends, one from the other team and a guy who hadn't even played a lick of hockey this weekend, taking a shower with you when that guy already, both of them already took a shower?
Same level of inebriation.
And then who shows up to take a shower with us as well? Nick.
Well, when in Rome.
Right. Then Captain America jumps in. And that was the only, like, there was that, like, five of us?
Yeah.
Everyone else thought we were insane, but us five had a great time. We stayed in there to the point where it looked like a bomb went off in our locker room because it was filled with smoke.
That's hilarious.
And everyone who walked in the next team, they're like, what the hell have you guys been doing? We're like, showering.
Showering.
All right, let's check out, you know what, let me see. You know, we got this one, we didn't get a lot of texts, but we got this one text that says, from Jesse, goes, hey, don't forget to hit your wrestling quota. And he said, he sent us the link, and I keep meaning to play this because it's awesome. It's yet another reason why I love Enzo Amore, one of the tag team wrestlers of Enzo and Cass. He's a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And then you got the New Day, Xavier Woods, Big E, Kofi Kingston. Mm-hmm. Those guys are hilarious. So when you put the two factions together, it's comedy gold. Like, this is an actual moment from wrestling. I don't usually laugh out loud at some of the hokiness that they do in wrestling.
Yeah.
But this is a laugh out loud moment. It all stems from, as a backstory, Xavier Woods has a trombone that he plays randomly.
Yeah, I've seen that, like, on some of the, like, GIFs and promo shots.
It's the funniest thing ever. Well, he had an original trombone. I think Chris Jericho broke it. It was called Francesca. So they had shirts that said, rest in peace, Francesca, that they sold in WWE. Shop. And now he has a new one called Francesca number 2.
Makes sense.
So this little verbal sparring between Enzo and Xavier Woods is all because of his trombone.
And I was playing with Franny with my fingers. I had my lips on her, and I was playing her like Louis Armstrong. Enzo Satchmo had her going all night long. Who blows my girl?
The pause. You got to see the video of it. The pause is awesome because Xavier just looks furious. And then that's what he says. I'm the only one who blows my girl. Stupid comedy. Also wanted to give a quick shout out to Jesse, who swung by, who listens to the podcast. Cody, him and his dad. That was awesome. They watched a couple games.
Cool.
I think he just missed you. That was awesome to see those guys there. And also our buddy from the Chroncast.
Yeah.
The Chronicast.
And he even came
and
out.
He brought his wife.
Yeah. And I was, both of them were super awesome because after they came out, got a picture of you and hung out for a little bit with you, I had an appearance at the Cricket Wireless that was like 5 minutes away.
Oh, cool.
So that was the reason why I came. You know, it was easy for me to come down. I mean, I probably would have anyway. I mean, you're my buddy. But he came by to my appearance as well and just sat there and shot the S with me for a little bit and talked about being able to see you game and, so, you know, super props to him on that.
It's cool. He's a cool guy. His wife was super nice as well. It was good talking to them. It was just awesome. It was a fun vibe.
Yeah.
And for those that want to know, my team did terrible. We finished in last of the six teams.
Oh, the last I saw, you were 1-1-1.
Right.
And
we lost. Then we ended up being 1-3-1, I guess.
Ooh.
Yeah, we lost in that. We almost, dude, and the problem, it's such weird parody with these tournaments, and I give them props. They do a great job of, somehow, it all evens out. Even though we were one win away from playing in the championships.
Wow.
Just because of how every team was pretty similar. Like, a lot of teams were either 1-1-1 after the first, or 1-2, or 2-1. Like, there's a lot of parody going on.
Wow.
And we played a team, we were up 3-1, and then damn you, Danny and her dad, who I love those guys. They're awesome as
hell. Oh, yeah, you've talked about them a couple times.
Yeah, Danny's one of the coolest chicks I've ever met. Like, she's awesome, and she's part of the Beer League Talk. Awesome, awesome lady, and her dad was super cool, and he's freaking awesome. Both of them are great hockey players. She's a beast on defense. Like, so we're up 3-1 on them, and it's feeling like, oh, we got this. And then her dad just turns it on, and he's like the ultimate playmaker. He sets up so many people for such awesome goals. goals, like really well
nice.
Set up plays, and they wound up beating us 5-3, and deservingly so. They stepped it up, and we kind of fell apart. We ran out of steam. But if we would have won that game, we probably would have been in the championships, which is hilarious. Because by them winning, they went to the championships, and they wound up losing in a shootout. But like, so like, you know, everybody's beating everybody. It was a really fun time, but we finished 1-3-1 in last place. But I wouldn't trade anybody on my team for the world. Like, I loved everybody on our team. Everybody was cool. We had a fun time in the locker room. We tried hard. We just, you know,
sometimes it doesn't work out, man. Right. That's all it is.
You know what I mean? Somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. And it was by no fault of trying. We had a great time and we had sick jerseys, so I'm okay with that.
Dude, all of those ones were great. Like, when I saw Pound Garden, and I sent you the picture. You were able to post it on the Instagram, but I also posted, like, even on the KSW page.
Yep.
That one was, I was like, that one's amazing.
That was my favorite, actually. That one and the Puck Jam one.
Yeah.
The Pearl Jam one, that one turned out. But my buddy Mike, he was the goalie for that team. Talk about great. He just got brand new pads with this, like, nice blue that was part of the pads, and it matched perfectly with the
jersey.
Really?
Yeah, because those are just like cut off jeans.
Yep.
And those were super awesome, too. Like, everything, it looked like you guys were just going around in jean shorts and a t-shirt and flannels, but they were full-on hockey jerseys.
Right, they were full-on gear. Like, one of them had, like, the cargo pant look. So the pants were cargo, and then the socks were cargo. So when you look from afar, it just looks like these guys are all wearing cargo pants.
It's like, what kind of uniforms are you guys wearing out there?
Oh, it was so much fun. And like I said, I'm sure more will come up in the near future. But let's do some voicemails.
All right.
Hi, guys. It's Mama Knocknado. And I'm sitting here listening to your broadcast right at the moment. And right on. I totally agree with everything that you're saying. And I believe that love begins at home. If you love yourself, you love your family, you love your relatives and everything, then you will be loved by someone. And religion has got nothing to do with it. I'm sure that when we pass, we're all looking to go to the same place. When it comes to religion, we have different ways of showing that is our right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
preach.
We're all looking, I'm sure, to go to that same place. So we need to all just settle down, believe in love, because that's the only thing we have to keep us sane. That's the only thing we have left, is just love, love, love. And it sickens me to hear this. Well, I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk again. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
I'm getting distracted by our own voices.
I know. I was like, what am I saying right there? And then Steve starts yelling, what's he talking about right there?
Nah, that's some great words of wisdom right there. I mean, that's a woman that has lived a great life and has clearly had some great wisdom to share as well. So thank you, Mama Hawknado.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we got a lot of great feedback from that. I won't go into all of them, but I want to say thanks to Jason. He just sent us a tweet like moments before we started the podcast saying, I just got to last week's podcast because of work, getting ready for Paradiso.
Nice.
So I want to thank you guys for getting me all emotional. Totally okay with that. Been shouting the words you said at the opening for years. I try to love endlessly and I feel evil looming around, but I try to be a light for others. I feel that being an example of a loving person is the most important things in life. I just don't get how someone could hurt someone else and just think about their own agenda. Every crappy act has a ripple effect right down to the douche that you cut off this morning. Over the years, I've been unfollowing negative people because I just don't need it in my life, and I gravitate towards people in the rave community because of their love-first attitude. I stop right there because I do agree. I know a lot of people give the rave community a hard time because of, there's just a bunch of people popping pills and doing Molly and eating candy necklaces and giving each other back rubs, which all of those things are awesome, don't get me wrong. But there's a huge emphasis on loving each other in that community, and it's not about drugs. Sure, that does intensify it for many, but there are people that go to those raves and that are part of the community that never touched a lick of drugs in their entire life.
One of the cooler experiences when I went to a club recently, and it was to go see the guy who plays Hodor on Game of Thrones.
He's coming back.
Is he?
Yeah, it's in Neptune. I just saw that.
Ooh, I almost wore it.
Oh, you almost did.
Yeah, I'm going. We'll be going to that. But it was just like, first off, everyone was dressed up in Game of Thrones gear. Like, there were people cosplaying, which was hilarious. But it was just that everyone was just happy to be around and just having good music. It's like going to any sort of concert where you're just there to have a good time.
That's what I love about it. I love the rave community for that as well. Mm-hmm. And I love the music. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, of course, rock is my thing. But I'm a big fan of listening to Knife Party. I'm a big fan of the Chainsmokers I just got hooked into. I mean, it's just, you know, I can listen to, I find great here. Hey, it's National Selfie Day. We should have listened to the selfie song by them. I'm going to take a selfie.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Just to jump, he had some great feedback about just religion and things along those lines. But he just want to say, hey, thanks for being continue to be a light and never let it go out. And thanks for being you. And by the way, you're worth more than you'll ever know. Stay golden, pony boy. Thank you very much, Jason. That's awesome. And I'm very jealous that you're going to Paradiso. I want to go so bad. I need to go to a Paradiso. I think it's this weekend.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Never mind then. That is the one that's over at the Gorge, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was funny because Michelle's dad had mentioned something like that. He's like, I think I'm going to go some year. And I'm like, you?
Oh, that's awesome.
That would be hilarious just to bring him because
hell yeah.
He's a bit of a troll himself.
Oh,
so I could imagine he would be having a ton of fun there. But maybe he's into that music too. I don't know. Maybe he was just trolling the old wife just to drive her nuts.
That's awesome.
It'd be funny too.
Gypsy Wolf also on Twitter. She said, just finished listening to the podcast. I want to say thank you. Your opening was perfect, especially for me these past weeks. I'm an introvert. Social media is supposed to help better myself with people, but it's made it more difficult, and I've hidden in my shell even more so these days. But you and your podcast bring hope. And sorry for a lot of tweets because she just kept sending out a bunch of tweets to get this message. Stupid 140 characters. I hear that's going to go away eventually. So we'll see. But just wanted to say that your cast brings us joy, love, laughter, and hope. Thank you.
These two messages
truly mean the world. And let's check out our next voicemail. We only have a few more minutes.
Hey, Steve, it's John the Beer Guy. Hey, I'm being told by some of the employees here at Rainier Growlers on Meridian here in Puyallup that you need to make an appearance and show your face. You got a bunch of big cat fans here. So I think that needs to be something you need to do.
Growlers.
A little douche fest here meeting. So you should get here in the near future and check it out. All right, man. Rock on. Later.
Get some of those growlers.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a South End guy now.
Yeah.
You know what? Sean the Beer Guy, you have homework to do. Find out, I mean, because you said a bunch of people there are big fans.
Recon.
Find out when most of those people are working.
Yeah.
And then we'll try and pick a weekend, ideally during the day, but, you know, nighttime, if that's easier for them, that's fine. And let's do a douche meetup at the Rainier Growlers in Puyallup.
That'll be super fun.
Plus, it's right by, I think, the Black Bear. So after
I don't know anything about the Black Bear.
It's like Menchie's.
Ooh.
Although they always have the peanut butter flavor.
Ooh.
That should be their slogan.
Ooh.
We're like Menchie's.
but we got peanut butter.
But we don't switch to flavors all the time and piss you off, Steve.
Specifically, Steve.
They got paninis too, man.
What the hell's a panini?
Like a sandwich.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was still thinking
I know, it's
Froyo.
Random.
I'm like, what?
They got
what?
Froyo and sandwiches. So maybe we hit that first, and then we go drink some beers.
I'm in.
All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
Hey, douches. This is Justin.
No, I'm Justin.
My mom had surgery this week. It didn't go very well.
Oh.
And I just wanted to tell you, Steve, you're 100% right. When you're in a great mood and you're listening to music, you hear the instruments. You hear the music. When you're down, man, you listen to the lyrics. You hear the lyrics. Pearl Jam just came on, and it hit me, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say, you're right, Steve. And Rev, you got to come out to the farm and see the goats, man. I'll give you a good lesson. You guys have a good day. Thanks for keeping me positive. I love you guys.
We love you, bro.
Shoot me a message, man. Michelle is all about going to see goats, so if you give us the invite on that, it'll happen, man.
Well, what's your email for him? If he needs it?
The Reverend Fuego at KISW.com. It's huge, but if you go to the Contact Us page on the BJN Migs page, there's multiple ways to get a hold of me.
Awesome. That's awesome, and thank you. And, man, it's true. Breakups, tragedies, It seems like no matter what you're going through, if you're down on your luck and you're not feeling all that great, any song comes on and there's going to be a lyric in that song that's just going to be like, oh, punch in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
But it might also turn things around for you too. I mean, it might
help you just kind of look grief. Into yourself and yeah, be able to hopefully work through that stuff. And yeah, grieve's the best word for that.
100% agree. That's what I love about music, man. That's why I always say whenever anything's going on in my world, I look to music to help me through it. And that's why when I get these messages from people saying that what we do here, whether it be on the air with BJ and Migs, whether it be on any of the podcasts that we do, from the Geek Nations mm-hmm. to the Megacast to the Migscast to the broadcasts to whatever it may be, the podcast, the fact that we can help you guys in a way that music helps many of us, that's
mm-hmm. absolutely
never thought that would be what this podcast would be. And the fact that it's morphed into that, I am very okay with that.
Well, a lot of the times it's you just trying to work through stuff. Like right. last week was just trying to figure out what's going on. And you're like, I wrote some words and I'm like, okay, I'm just sitting here listening to you.
Yeah.
And it helped me. I mean, it helps you kind of get that perspective.
I mean, I legit like wrote those while my dog was taking a poop outside at like 2:45 in the morning.
Well, what better time?
Right. I mean, that's when I do all my thinking while watching Lulu poop. Let's check out our next voicemail.
Well, hello, Migscast. It is I, Ziggy.
Ziggy, Ziggy.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, it's been a long time since you've heard from me.
Yeah.
But three things. First off, I'm trying to get some new stuff for you guys. I know that the lineup's changed a little bit, but it doesn't matter. Staying positive. I got some new stuff in the pipeline for you. Two, Mama Hawk Nato, you are the best, and I think you're an inspiration to all of us because of your positivity. It is astounding. It is amazing.
I agree.
And we all love you. Mm-hmm. And three, complaint line time.
Nice.
I've been listening to you guys and the men's room, and I need to ask, since Steve, you ain't from around here.
Yeah.
But what is up with everybody saying, oh, whatnot? I mean,
whatnot?
I grew up in Eastern Washington. No one says that there. I've only heard it since I moved up here. I mean, I say, like, you know, it's like, oh, this, that, and the other thing, or like, oh, blah, 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 and what have you. But seriously, what is up with whatnot? Everybody says whatnot. There's more than one way to skin a cat, and if you keep skinning the cat the one way, I mean, I'm the kind of guy that's like, if everyone's taking the escalator, everyone's taking the elevator, I get the freaking stairs.
Yeah, man.
I mean, yeah, it could be my OCD, but I've really picked up on it. Everyone says whatnot. What is the deal with whatnot? Ziggy out.
Word hipster there. I can't use these words. Other people are using them.
I used to love whatnot when nobody was using it. I never noticed it, but I wonder if I use that word. I mean, I feel like I probably have.
I know that I've heard Vicky use it a lot because just doing the podcast, The Geek Nation, for friggin' 5 years.
It's like a crutch word for her?
Yeah, it's an absolute crutch word for her. And there's a couple of them that are for me that we would make fun of for a while. I don't know if I use whatnot. I try not to use those.
Yeah.
But again, it's a crutch word.
I mean, you use a lot of words and whatnot. I mean, so I don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
That's funny. And I 1,000,000% agree with your outlook on Mama Hawk Nato. True words of positivity. We're a lucky group to have her be a part of our podcast family.
Absolutely. Super awesome.
All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
What's up, fellas? It's the Jester. I just thought I'd check in, say hello. It's been a while since I've called in and talked to you guys. Just thought I would say hello, and me and the future Mrs. Jester just went and got our marriage license.
So, right.
We now get to look forward to that, and then that will be Saturday, July 23rd, and then the Tuesday following, we get to sit in and have the honeymoon extravaganza for the big cast.
So, that's right.
We're looking forward to that a lot.
We offer.
That'll be the first day of the honeymoon, so you got to start it out right, sitting in on the big cast.
Consummated.
I call in and say hello and hope everything's going good. And can't wait for this roast of Steve Nick. Like, on deals, buddies.
Yeah, we offer honeymoon packages on the Migscast. They start as low as $599 for 2 days. As far as the roast, I think it's getting closer and closer to being September 11th of all dates, which is just
interesting.
Could you ask for a more inappropriate date? Which makes it very funny.
Yeah, entirely inappropriate, but right. Exactly.
So, fingers crossed that's going to be the date, but if it changes, obviously once we get it all locked in, but Craig Gass is going to be a part of it.
Oh.
He's going to be a big part of it. We're hoping to get a couple other people, if not up on stage, but some of Craig Gass's buddies. And if you know Craig Gass, you probably know the buddies that he has in town that might be making an appearance.
Oh my goodness.
So this could be a fun night. Once we get it all locked in, I'll be sure to get the word out. But let's check out our next voicemail.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Hi, guys. It's Mama. And it's a beautiful day out. And I debated on whether or not to call you or not to let you know what I'm going to let you know. And I decided I was going to. And that is, Mama's not well. She has two different kinds of cancer. She has fibromyalgia. She's a diabetic. She has to have shots in her hips every 3 months just to be able to walk without a cane or a walker. And the day that you called me was the best medicine I ever had in my life. After hanging up from talking to you, I was flipping around here in my house doing things that I haven't done for a long time. So I welcome your phone calls anytime. But I just thought that you should know that. Okay, love you both. Love the program. Still listening every day. So you guys take care and have a good tomorrow. And thank you again, Mama.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I was not expecting that. And,
yeah.
And, you know, thank you. Let's call her. I know I got to get going, and I'm going to be a little bit late for a client meeting, and I don't care.
All right.
Because I want to just tell her that we love her. Obviously, she'll listen to this, and that could be the way to do it, but
yeah,
that makes doing this worth it, man. Truly does.
Absolutely.
We could cheer you up also for 2 days for $5.99. We take Visa.
And we'll help you consummate.
PayPal. Bitcoin. Apple Pay.
Hello.
Mama.
Hi.
It's Migs and Rev.
I know. Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
What's going on? You playing solitaire today?
Not yet.
Not yet?
I haven't been on the computer yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's so nice of you to call me.
Yeah, we just listened to your messages, and I have to run to a client meeting, but I was like, you know what? I could use a curse word, but I won't. F that. I don't want to. I'm going to be a little bit late because I wanted to give you a quick phone call and just let you know that we got your message, and the fact that we can make your day even a little bit better means the world to us.
I'm telling you, I mean, you can ask my son, because he called me that night. He said, man, he said, you sure sound good. He says, I said, I got the phone call, and he says, wow. He says, maybe you ought to get more of them if you're going to sound like that. And then I started telling him, you know,
yeah,
that, you know, I just was flipping around this house doing stuff that I haven't done for a long time.
We need you to be careful, though. If you got the hip problems, we don't need you doing any flips, Mama.
Well, I don't mean flips.
I'm kidding.
But I did things that I haven't done for a long time. Now, mind you, I had to take a pain pill later on. But I felt good to do something I haven't done for a long time.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure we'll call you again next time when we have a little bit more time to chat. But
okay. You made my day again.
Well, you make ours.
Absolutely.
And we love you, and we are so happy that you listen to our podcast. And a lot of people have been chiming in that listen, and they just love the positivity and the great attitude that you have. You have no idea how much of how much better people's days are when they get to hear you on our podcast. So,
oh well, you make my day, so I guess
it's only fair.
I can make somebody else.
It's only
day.
Fair. And then when are we going to get those pain pills, though? No, I'm just kidding.
Does what?
I was joking.
No, don't worry about it.
When are we getting some of those pain pills?
Oh.
But I'm kidding. I don't. Those things make me itchy.
Yeah, right.
But we love you, and we will hopefully talk to you next week, if not the week after. But thank you.
Well, I love you guys, too, and I love... Now, see, I would have listened to you later when it came on.
I know, but we wanted to talk to you and just let you know how much we appreciate what you...
I sure appreciate that. I love you guys. I mean, I feel like I've known you for a long time.
Right on.
And I really like that. And
me too.
You just kind of changed me a little bit. I'm more happier.
Cool.
I tell everybody, you know, that comes over, I'm on the radio now. You know, what do you mean you're on the radio? You know, and I tell them, and, well, that is cool. A rock station? I say, yeah.
That's
they don't
awesome.
Believe I'm on a rock station.
That is awesome. Well, we got to get running because I am super late now for my meeting, and that I'm going to get in a little trouble, but I don't care. But thank you, and we'll talk to you next time.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a blessed day, both of you.
You too.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's get out of here, Rev. Amazing. I know, that was, I don't care. It was worth being a couple minutes late, if they don't like it. They just have to stay
positive.
You're
making a nice lady happy. Stay positive and suck at bitches.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Like I said, thank you, everyone who showed up to Bremerton, including the Rev, for hanging out and saying hi and watching some of the hockey. That was very cool. Thank you for listening. We just got to stay positive. I mean, it's a lot of weird stuff going on in this world right now, and the fact that we can cheer somebody's day up. Freaking rules.
Yeah, when you can do that, make sure to do it.
Yeah, like, and you know what? You don't need a podcast to cheer somebody's day off.
Yeah, exactly.
Be cool to everybody. All right. Rev, we'll be back next week. I don't know what we'll be doing, but I'm sure we'll do something. Stay positive, everybody. We gotta stay positive.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.